Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 951 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. To get in here to hang out with us, you can do that, 713-780-3776. A reminder, Wednesday night, if you are a Coug fan or Mississippi State fan, we are going to have go to the Touchdown Club website. We'll have Mike Leach and Dana Holgorsen, and I will moderate it, the two of them, for about an hour, talking about their teams, talking about football, talk college football. And I'm sure if you're a Texas Tech fan, you might want to get in on that too, because they'll talk about the old days, getting together, and how maybe a little Hail Mummy. Never know. He might come up there because those two, Dana played for him and then coached under him. So that's all going to happen on Wednesday night. Go to the Touchdown Club, Houston Touchdown Club website, and see how you can join in. So that is going to be fun. 713-780-3776. Chris Sims says Jarrett Stidham is more talented than Tua.
Yeah, I saw that.
Chris Sims says a lot of stuff to just say stuff, I think.
Sometimes I wonder that. Jarrett Stidham is very talented. I think his it's tough, though, because even if you talk about how pretty his passes are and all that stuff, I still saw 2 years of his tape versus much better supporting cast, obviously, with Alabama. I don't think you could objectively look at it and say Jarrett Stidham is more talented than Tua. I just don't think that's accurate. I think Stidham has talent. But that, to me, that is Sims making a bold, making a bold comment. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd see many people who would agree with them who are football people. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's accurate, I should say.
No, but I think it does help Stidham in that, you know, it might get, I don't know. I don't know that there's a lot of confidence. And it, as a matter of fact, Is the Patriots situation right now the least attractive in the NFL? The Patriots quarterback situation?
Yeah, because you got to follow behind Tom Brady. Yeah. It's a no-win situation. You're the rebound.
Well, not only that, but it's Jarrett Stidham as opposed to, I mean, because you've got Burrow, you've got Tua over here. Maybe the Chargers situation is, I don't know, not as attractive. But I mean that's a high draft pick.
I think it's one of the worst. They don't have great wide receivers.
But I mean just the quarterbacks in the room. Of all of the quarterbacks in the room, which one is the least attractive?
For the team.
Yeah.
Not players stepping into a spot, but the team.
The team.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, no.
The Patriots is probably Jarrett the worst.
Is completely completely
unproven.
Unchallenged and unproven.
Yeah.
It's got to be them.
Yeah.
It's got to be them. Look, Ryan Fitzpatrick is still the guy in Miami for right now. There's no rush on Tua. They can take their time with Tua. And Ryan Fitzpatrick is a good quarterback.
AJ says Jacksonville situation.
Yeah, it's not great.
No,
but I still feel like, you know what? I still saw some good things from Gardner Minshew.
I did too. He had some good numbers. He actually had some good numbers.
I still think there's a chance Gardner Minshew becomes an NFL.
And Gardner Minshew has, it's worse in New England because Stidham doesn't have any, he has no experience. None.
And he doesn't have a great cast of receivers. DJ Chark, we saw DJ Chark is a guy who they actually are doing something about adding some talent in Jacksonville, trying to. DJ Chark is a guy who immediately, kind of like Darius Slayton for Daniel Jones. And Darius Slayton, I thought Darius Slayton had talent when I watched him at Auburn with Stidham. And he had a nice little season with Daniel Jones as a young quarterback wide receiver tandem. Then you have DJ Chark and Gardner Minshew, who have some, there's something there. There's some chemistry there. Frankly, the only guy who doesn't have chemistry is a young quarterback right now. You have Hollywood Brown and Lamar Jackson, Pat Mahomes and everybody. It's Deshaun's the one guy left. Now, when I bring that up, I'm accused of being really mad. But it is a fact. The only young quarterback now, Amari Cooper and Dak, name a young quarterback who doesn't have a dude with him. A wide receiver. Deshaun's the only one. And don't tell me Brandon Cooks. Don't tell me Will Fuller.
I think, though, the four of them together is as opposed to just one really good guy. No, it's much worse than New England. I would rather have the Texans wide receiver core than New England's.
But he's not an accomplished quarterback. Jarrett Stidham.
It doesn't matter. Even if he had an accomplished... Tom Brady didn't look good with those receivers last year.
No, but you need a guy. You need one guy who's your dude, your go-to dude. Yeah. You know, Steve... I mean, look at Joe Montana, Steve Young. You can go back in history. Tom Brady even had not only Gronk, but he also had Edelman at times. You can't find great... Warren Moon is actually a guy who had multiple wide receivers and maybe not a true number one, but he was also in a run and shoot, which was unusual at the time. But start naming off great quarterbacks, even if it's...
Well, okay, so it's the chicken or the egg. Which made who? Who made who? Did Montana make Jerry Rice, or did Jerry Rice make Montana?
They're both the same. Yeah. They're both good. They're both great.
Yeah, it certainly helped Montana to have Jerry Rice.
Yeah, and John Taylor.
And John Taylor.
But then he also had some success in Kansas City. He had some success before Jerry Rice. Because Jerry Rice, Montana was already there before Jerry Rice. He had Dwight Clark. I don't think Jerry Rice wasn't on the Dwight Clark team.
I don't think so.
He might. I don't think so, because I think that happened around. I think
he had a lot of success winning the Super Bowl without him.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not, I mean, he was great already, but it's just rare for a great young quarterback or even a very good young quarterback to be in a situation where he doesn't have a true wide receiver one. This is a very unusual spot the Texans are putting Deshaun in. Usually you have a wide receiver one. Now, Phillip Rivers had Antonio Gates as his wide receiver one. He happened to be a tight end. But most of the really, you had Santonio Holmes. Sometimes you'll have two good wide receivers with Santonio Holmes and Hines Ward where
I would liken the situation more to what you said about the Oilers. Deshaun's situation is we got a lot of little fast guys that can run.
Curtis Duncan, Haywood Jeffries.
Haywood would tell you I was a great receiver, okay?
Right. Ernest Givens, there's three of them right there. Is that what Brandon could? Maybe. Maybe it's something similar to that.
I think it's real similar to that.
Yeah, maybe it's something similar.
Yeah. Where Will Fuller could be the Haywood Jeffries in the,
Well, Haywood could run. No, I mean, Will doesn't really fit. I don't know who the fast one was of that group. Maybe Curtis Duncan was the fastest of that group. Haywood
Givens.
Didn't run great. You think it was Ernest?
Probably.
Was the fastest? Probably. Maybe so. But it is a similar situation. But you don't see it often. It's very rare to see the win by, it's just like NBA. Every once in a while you'll see a Spurs team or that Pistons championship team where it's a collection of good players.
Yeah.
Usually it's dudes.
Yeah.
It's straight up dudes. But sometimes, very rarely, it's a collection of players. Deshaun's going to have to go from having one of the best dudes in the entire league in Hopkins to having a collection of guys who he's not used to throwing to. Hell, he's not even used to throwing to Will Fuller. He's been on that team going up on 5 years.
He practices hard. AJ and I had a conversation yesterday about this very thing, and he felt like without D-Hop, that's a double team that is going to be lost. So are the running backs going to be effective out of the backfield nearly as much? And my thought was, you got four fast guys in Stills and Fuller and Cooks and Cobb.
Maybe three. I don't know if Cobb.
Cobb's still pretty quick.
He was a 4-5 guy.
Now he runs. Now he drops balls, but he runs. He
didn't strike me as a fast guy. The other ones, I would say yes.
Either way, they stretch the field. The reason Will Fuller's here is he stretched the field.
Who are you going to in a third and six?
D-Hop did not stretch the field.
No, but it didn't matter.
Well, who are you going to go to on third and six?
D-Hop was your guy.
I think you're going to have to.
He would catch it.
Yes.
Who's your guy this year? We don't know yet. I don't think it's Cooks. He
well,
didn't
again, and I don't think it's you can't have your whoopee. It's not a third of the catches went to D-Hop. There's going to be split up evenly. It's going to be split up.
Yeah, but you still have to have a confidence in going to a certain guy and a guy you know will make that catch. It's not Fuller because Fuller's not a quantity. He's going to be a quality catch guy. He's going to be a high yards per catch other than his quick hitch stuff.
Yeah, he does.
But, I mean, realistically, he's a deep ball guy, like you said. Brandon Cook, I think Cobb is very overrated right now, and I don't think the Texans are going to get their money's worth out of him. To me, Cooks is the key. Cooks could be the guy that becomes the factor. I could see Deshaun really kind of falling in love with Cooks, but he's not a classic possession receiver. Is there going to be a tight end who emerges other than Fells? Because Fells is kind of a big lumbering guy. Is Jordan Akins going to do it? Is Kahale Warren going to come out?
Is he alive? I haven't seen. Is he still alive? I don't know. I think that you're going to have a situation where Deshaun is going to grow up knowing, and he's going to have to be, as opposed to relying on his whoopee, he doesn't have it anymore. So now he's got to depend on all the guys. And you know what? They may make them a lot more diverse in that we don't know where they're going to go, where they're going to attack on third and six now. Because we knew it was going to be D-Hop before. And D-Hop still caught it, don't get me wrong. But not nearly enough. But he still caught it every time that it was thrown to him. But now it's going to be spread out all over. And it might be the running back that's going to be catching a third and six out of the backfield. Because guys are going to stretch the field and it's going to leave that running back open. I think that I really believe this offense is going to be better this year. And I'm looking forward to Timmy running the show.
No, I think it is. I think it's going to be better too. But that is one stumbling block is quarterback feeling comfortable. I think it's a real concern and a real question mark because he's had one guy his entire career where he knew, man, I know this guy's got my back and I know this guy will help me out. And I know that I can trust this guy. And that guy was DeAndre Hopkins. And now that guy's gone. All the other stuff I like. And you know what? Had you said, we're not taking David Johnson. As a matter of fact, not only are we not taking David Johnson's money, we're going to pay, I don't know. There just wasn't going to be a scenario where you're going to be able to, where you could have kept DeAndre Hopkins. But I think the Texans felt like maybe it wasn't even fair also for Hopkins because he had badly outplayed his contract. I don't know. I just missed DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think he misses the Texans.
Ooh, doesn't feel like it.
Based on some of his comments.
10:03, are you beating it?
I do have a meeting at 10:30. I may stay one more. Can we do something non-sports?
Yeah.
Next segment?
That's what we do the 10 o'clock hour pretty much.
I like that we're hitting the brakes on time.
10:03, ESPN 97.5.
Good job, Dell.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Welcome back. ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Man, is it getting interesting. Travis Johnson and AJ are going at it. Apparently, now, did you see Travis Johnson yesterday? This was about the girl, the boxer that was found not guilty of taking steroids because it was transmitted this, or whatever. Illegal substance she had in her system. The commission found that she ingested it sexually. Somehow, it was transmitted sexually, this illegal substance in her. So that was the story. You know, I was, you know, giggles and smirks and all kinds of stuff. Well, Travis Johnson came out and really, really went hard on it. And AJ apparently, I didn't hear it, but AJ apparently didn't think that the joke was too funny. And man, the two of them are going back and forth now. And it is FU back and forth. They're going at it. So it's kind of it's really interesting, and you might have to listen to the Blitz this afternoon to hear more on this subject. But Travis, I keep my name out your mouth.
Yes. Also, you don't even follow this account. Stop peeping in like a woman is pretty much what he said.
Right.
If you're gonna look, follow, bitch.
And AJ said, "I don't have to. I don't know if you know how Twitter works,
it was
but
retweeted onto my timeline. So that's how I saw it. It ain't. If you're new, that's kind of how Twitter works. I'm paraphrasing what he said, but yeah, apparently all these things from Travis Johnson happened at around 8 a.m. I guess AJ is just seeing it now.
Yeah, AJ's responding right now. It's going on right now. So
and you're so thrilled about this for some reason.
That's funny. There's another player. AJ's in it. Bregman, now Travis Johnson.
Yep.
And there's some FUs going back and forth.
Yeah, like F. Yeah. No soft words.
No
politeness.
It's the hard K.
Well, it's always a hard K with that one. That's
right.
They're not playing around, it appears.
No. I mean, what? You guys, to ease up.
All up. I don't mind.
Can't we
fight.
All just get along?
Not when you criticize my joke.
Well, yeah, apparently the two, AJ didn't find, I guess on the show yesterday, I don't know. On the show yesterday, did he not feel that it was all that funny what Travis had said about the...
They said it fell flat, according to AJ. And
yeah.
I don't know who told Travis Johnson, whether he heard it, but he tweeted about it this morning and AJ has responded. So I don't know how long this will go on. They both seem like types who don't mind it going on for long. So we'll see.
Yes, it fell flat for you like your effing show. Your co-host got it. If it wasn't for Fred, your show wouldn't be bleep. I guess
who
you can't
that?
Fire yourself, so you're safe. Travis said that to AJ. Like I said before, keep my name out your mouth. Biah. Talking about trying to be woke.
Oh, he must have heard it on a podcast or something.
He might have. I don't know. Oh, God, that's funny. That is really funny.
Why are you so tickled by this?
Oh, Travis said, I just listened to a radio show from yesterday by this dude out here, and he thinks fat meat ain't greasy.
Maybe that's the sub. I don't know what that means.
Do you know what that means?
No, I don't know.
Was complaining he didn't like my joke about this, and I shouldn't have said anything because I was woke the other day. AJ was woke the other day.
No, Travis was. Because
he sat down with the millionaire.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, after sitting down with Janice and Cal and who was Heather in there? Cal's wife was in there too, I guess. I don't know. His joke was pretty. He did a swallow or spit joke about the girl.
Okay.
Yeah. That was it. I don't know, but you know, after sitting down in that setting and then a swallow or spit joke, I don't know. I don't care. I thought it was funny with Travis, but it did hit to the core of that poor girl, and her name is Fuchs, right? Is that how you pronounce it? F-U-C-H?
That's generally how that one is pronounced.
Fuchs?
Fuchs. Maybe.
Fuchs?
Yeah. That's what
how do you get a name like that? Like, I know how you get the name Carpenter, right?
Someone in your
family at some Anderson.
Oh, don't touch this one, Del.
Anderson, you know,
don't
that was the son
John
of Ander.
Working through the last name.
You know what
name?
I'm saying? Johnson, that's the son
it.
Of Johnson.
Uh-huh.
How do you get a name like Fuchs?
I don't know.
Don't touch this one,
well, it's German.
Del.
I don't know.
I'm looking at it.
Oh.
It's a German last name. It means fox.
Yeah.
Oh, Fox, the Fox?
So, Martin Fuchs.
You know, it's Martin Fuchs?
Yeah, Martin Fuchs.
Except I don't know if that he wants to be the German name.
Well, he's Fox, so.
You know what I'm saying? Because he is Jewish.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't
want. Well, it's German and Jewish, apparently. Fuchs' name meaning German and Jewish. So, it's the German translation for Fox.
The German translation for Fox. I got you. All right. I was just wondering. That's all. So I asked a question and it was answered. You see, Del gave me an answer. Lance?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so another,
Dell's an information guy.
Well, the name Fuchs, then I'm seeing another thing. The name Fuchs is Russian for fox, so when it got Americanized, the spelling was changed. So apparently it has multiple, seems like, origins that dispute it by Twitter. But so, yeah, she's Jenny Fox.
Jenny Fox.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, it's pronounced Fox?
No, no, it's
just a translation.
It is pronounced, okay.
It's Fuchs.
But now that's a good name, Jenny Fox.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good name.
Yeah.
Fuchs is fine, too, I guess.
Is it?
She's your people.
Yeah.
Yeah, German.
She's my people. What I found out with Ancestry is I've also got some Frenchy and English. Now it makes sense why I've got such a great British accent. It's all kind of coming together.
Yeah.
Because it's way and down my lineage.
How uncoordinated you are.
Yeah, no, that's not that. No. Not that.
How you can't walk.
Look at Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
And how
he's
you're
Swedish. What is that?
No,
though,
but he played in the EPL.
And there's no there's no good British cooks either, chefs either.
I'm sorry. Marco Pierre White. Actually, I think he might be French. And
Well, Pierre.
You guys seen, you have, I know, the hot ones?
No.
When they eat wings?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Solis had me watching this on YouTube. We were at Galveston. Holy crap. So this guy, his name is Sean.
I don't remember his
Jones
last name.
Or Sean Jensen or something like that. This guy will interview Sean Harris, maybe. So he's got all these different hot wing sauce, and he interviews celebrities come on his show to eat hot wings. And there's every wing, one wing has a different type of hot sauce, and it goes up in Scoville units,
mm-hmm.
which is the measure for hot sauce.
We did
that hot sauce thing mm-hmm. where Richard Topper put one. He put a toothpick into one drop of, it was called the source,
mm-hmm.
and he thought he was going to die.
Yes.
Well, this happens on this. You got to see this on YouTube. And it's called Hot Ones, I think.
Sean Evans.
It's been going on for 8 years.
Yeah. It's gotten really big. Like, it's now on television, not just YouTube. He does so just a guy interviewing celebrities while they eat wings.
He'll interview them. He asks good questions. And, okay, they have this one. What are you getting? Oh, this isn't that bad. So I can feel a little bit of spice. And they'll say, it was Scarlett Johansson. What was your first? Do you remember what your first role was? Like, what were you feeling when you got your very first role? And she'll talk through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they try the next one. It goes up. And then he might ask an immediate question. And they start talking. And then they'll say, I can feel it a little bit more. It's not too bad. That actually tastes good. I like that one. So he keeps working his way up, and eventually there's a trick one. And it is like, let's say you go through 10 of them. Number 8 is a killer. They supposedly 10 is the hottest based on Scoville units, but 8 doesn't even taste good. And that's the one that wrecks everybody. And when people get to this one, and as soon as they have that one, you can start to see him freak out, and he immediately asks. Now, he's eating one too.
Mm-hmm.
He's eating the same one that they are. He immediately will ask a question, like Gordon Ramsay. So when you, he's like, oh, yeah. When you had your third restaurant, you know, he'll ask him a question.
He talks about it as the sauce as it goes up in Scoville's or heat helps break down their defenses, so he can ask questions that they may be more open to answer
because right.
They're dealing with all the heat, so they're not really focusing on maybe giving a safe answer. They're just dealing with whatever's going on. In
he hits them with a question immediately. Ricky Gervais is freaking out. I got to tell you, not Scarlett Johansson, but Charlize Theron, when you watch this one, she might be the sexiest slash. She just came off as a real person this whole.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that she.
She can eat spicy food too now. She can eat spicy food. But she's, trust me, you want to see this one during the break because she was good. Scarlett Johansson was good. What's his name was freaking out the whole time? Gordon Ramsay, Ricky Gervais. These are just some of the ones we watched.
Yeah. But I heard that she was a real pain on the set.
Of this one?
No.
Not of this. Oh,
no,
on a different one?
Yeah. No. On the set. On when she's making a movie.
In general.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Sean Evans. Yeah. And she's a pretty girl. There's no question.
Watch that one because as it goes up in heat. She can handle it. It's not a problem
for
her. Oh, yeah. She can handle it. It's not a problem. She starts cussing
it up.
Is she
South African?
Yeah. But she uses her American accent the entire time. You wouldn't even know that she is.
Oh, yeah? She doesn't speak South African.
No, she switched her accent completely up. Yeah. So she has to use an accent while she's talking. Her American accent.
Oh, yeah. So she, even when she's in a stressful situation, she still stays.
She never slipped into her South African.
Oh, yeah. She stays on brand. That's nice. 1018 ESPN 97.5. Lance, beat it.
Okay.
Dell and I, for the rest of the way here, if you want to get in, you're more than welcome. We can talk about anything.
You guys come on in and beat it with these guys.
713. That's not what that doesn't make it. They're going to leave with us? Leaving with us.
I need you to contemplate a question as we go to break, asked by our favorite Art. How did Doug Pfister's family get their name, John?
Go to a commercial.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the Coco. I'm in love with the Coco.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
I'm in love with the I got it for the
Welcome back. I didn't watch it, Charlize Theron, not watch eating those hot ones. Hot ones. Yeah, she's good. No, she's talented. 713-780-3776. So we haven't even talked about the Astros draft picks. What about the draft yesterday?
Well, I brought it up earlier, not on the show, during a break. The Astros got the pick, didn't have a pick in the first round for obvious reasons. Their first pick was a lifelong Yankee fan.
Alex Santos from the Bronx, New York. He grew up, he went to high school 15 miles from Yankee Stadium. Always been a Yankees fan. But now that's going to change. The Astros also came away with the closer from the defending national champions, Tyler Brown, set the Vanderbilt single season record with 17 saves during the Commodores' run to a title in 2019. Who else? Zach Daniels, outfielder, Tennessee. Entered Tennessee as a highly touted prospect, but struggled in his first two seasons with the Volunteers. In an abbreviated junior season, Daniels was hitting .357 with four home runs before the season was halted. Boy, two bad seasons and then an abbreviated season? That's,
well, I imagine a lot
he
of their
drafted in the fourth round, 131st overall.
I wonder how good of a prospect he was, because it seems like a lot of that might have played a part, that he was a legit prospect coming out of high school,
right? And then he just started to get it,
yeah, as a junior. Which,
you wonder how long it's going to take him to get it now at this at the next level. Shea Whitcomb, shortstop, California, going to be totally sweet, dude, rad. Hitting .333 with four doubles, five homers in 20 games for the Division II school.
It depends on what part of California he grew up in. Not everyone is rad and dude and let's go surf.
Like, that kind of is.
No, I grew up there. It's not always like that. Like, if he's a Huntington kid or a beach kid, yeah, he's going to sound like that.
Did the Astros draft? Yeah. Zach Daniels, African-American. The Astros are woke.
Did any Astro writer talk about how they weren't using hollow words? Like, who was it again?
I think he meant hollow.
Well, he hadn't corrected it.
No, it's hollow, not hallow. Hallowed halls, hollow. It rings hollow when you are saying hollow words, and not hallowed words.
And don't back it up with action. Yeah, if you missed it, what was it, Bob Nightingale?
Yeah, Bob Nightingale did that with the Cubs draft pick, Ed Howard.
Who was a African-American first-round pick for the Cubs from the area.
They're
of
stepping
Chicago.
Up.
Yeah, no hollow, or as he put it, hollow words.
Hollow words. So, instead of using hollow words, they took action.
Yes, or they just drafted a kid they thought was
good. That they
really
thought
good.
Was good.
Yeah, yeah. Or that, which would speak to how good the kid is, not a more of an affirmative action type deal. Alex Santos, first pick, as you mentioned, Tyler Brown in the third round.
First pick, second round.
Tyler Brown, third round. Overall. Zach Daniels, fourth round. And Shea Whitcomb are your Astros draft picks.
Yeah. Whitcomb. Yeah. Tommy Stark has an issue, it looks like, with his wife. Got to figure something out.
It's not with his wife.
Yeah. Where to take the wife?
Hey, guys. Good morning, guys. Right. How's it going?
What's
Johnny
going on?
Boy, Delenio. What's going on?
It's not my name, but go ahead.
Hey, in memory of the dearly departed, Raheel, I kind of wanted to bring back What's Wrong With You Friday. Mm-hmm. And I had a question. My sixth anniversary is coming up later on this month, and with, you know, COVID affecting so many local restaurants, I wanted to ask the pitmasters if they had any kind of suggestions on restaurants that I might be able to take her, you know, and also support local businesses. So.
Riel, a local restaurant.
Riel?
Yeah, Riel, R-I-E-L. That's our guy. Ryan Lashane, he's open, and that's a great restaurant for an anniversary. If you want to know, I brought my wife there. We've gone there a few times with couples, and it's a great restaurant. If you're looking for a good place to go, what street is it on, Lance? It's on Fairview. Yep, it's near. Oh, by the way, did you see the building explode in the Montrose area? Holy crap! Almeda and Southmore, a building exploded. Literally exploded.
So don't take her there.
Were they trying to copy
Lance? Which isn't far from where we used to live over there in Montrose. So Riel is a good restaurant to take him to. And, you know, I mean, I don't know how expensive you want to go or whatever, Tommy. There's a lot of great restaurants that actually are doing a nice job. And I think Ryan is doing a nice job with social distancing.
Oh, Ryan is – they go out of their way to make sure they've got all that stuff. All the Hugo restaurants, too. Hugo's, Backstreet. Are good for that kind of thing also. And he's a local
Backstreet, Westheimer, and Montrose right there?
Yeah. Backstreet's awesome.
Yeah,
awesome patio and stuff. Yeah, Backstreet's. They've got a chicken sandwich they want us to try, like a habanero hot chicken sandwich.
Oh, Dell doesn't want that.
No, there are important questions to ask when you talk about spicy sandwiches. Lance, turn up your headphones.
There are important questions to ask.
Important questions to answer, yeah, answer. And ask. Okay. Will this chicken sandwich be spicy because of how they make it, or is it some stupid Chipotle mayo they put on it to make it spicy?
My guess is it's probably how the chicken is made.
How it's breaded
and made.
My guess
it starts with the breading and not the sauce, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good chicken sandwich.
That's why Popeye's is the best.
No, that's why it's overrated, because they use the sauce to make it spicy.
No. Popeye's chicken,
period. Oh, the normal chicken.
Yeah, normal chicken.
Miko's. Is black-owned?
Miko's.
Oh, Miko's. Yeah, it's black-owned?
Yes.
It's on a list of black-owned sandwiches. So they used to be right here, but they're not. They've got a brick-and-mortar place.
Yeah. They started at, I don't I need to.
Oh, it's open in the Heights?
Did they open at 12:15 or 2?
It's in the Heights.
John's making a reference to the fact that Miko's would open later and only on certain days, because there's only two of them at the time. They didn't have enough staff to run it all the time. And it was like, I think the wife and it was the husband and wife doing it, and they just didn't have the ability to man it at all hours because of how popular they were. I don't know where the brick and mortar place is, though.
It's in the Heights.
Go there if you're looking for a hot chicken sandwich. They don't play around. And they have the loaded fries as well, where they throw in the spicy chicken just in cut up bits. And that place, it gives you options. Like, I'm a big spice guy, but they have levels to it. So you don't have to go extreme.
Dell is anti Chipotle.
I don't like your chicken sandwich being made spicy by the mayo dressing you put on it. It should be breaded and seasoned to be spicy. If you're serving it that the other way, y'all ain't making a real sandwich. That's all I'm saying. And Miko's, it's spicy because of how they make it, not because of the sauce they use on the terrible.
Just so hateful.
It's real, though.
Hey, Chipotle mayonnaise is over here saying, what the hell?
Whatever. It's like saying you have a hot...
What the hell?
You're making a spicy chicken sandwich.
It is spicy.
Because you have breaded chicken fingers, and then you throw Louisiana hot sauce on it. That's not a spicy chicken sandwich. You just threw hot sauce on something. Get out of my face.
Man. Wow, just hateful. Hateful.
What do you
hateful.
Want? The only way to make anything spicy is through like cayenne pepper. It has to be dry
seasonings. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, that's
so
spicy.
So jalapenos don't count. You can't use jalapenos.
You can throw anything you want. You can throw anything you want. Want
you have to dry them?
You can throw anything you want to make your sandwich however you want to taste. It just ain't a real spicy chicken sandwich. That's all.
He's a sandwich elitist.
He really is.
Yeah.
No.
Get out of my face with your added things. It should be injected into the chicken. Sorry. That's a real sandwich.
Chicken's over here going, hey.
I don't want your
sauce. I just want people to eat me.
Yeah.
And I got to suffer with the hot stuff.
First of all, I don't want any chicken telling me it wants to eat me or I'm supposed to eat it. Just serve it. Just make it the right way. That's all I'm saying. If you're out there making it the wrong way, that's on you.
Wow. Bar 5015. Did you know it?
I don't know.
That's what exploded. It's on Southmore and Almeda.
I've never been there.
You never been there?
No.
No, I've never been there either. It's in the museum district. And it just flipping exploded. I mean, there's building all over the streets. Wow, that is unbelievable. That's where we're at. That's like, it's like a maybe not even a half mile from where we lived. Dude, that thing,
I saw
that
the pictures
something
of
happened
it.
With a gas line.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
It is
crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Hope nobody was in there.
They're surviving if they were.
No. 1030 ESPN 97.5. 713-780. If you've got a question where to take your wife or who to date.
Or you got a subpar way to make a chicken sandwich, calling about that too.
Yeah. Or as Dell would say, weak D.
Oh, no. That's for, who was that for? I forgot who I dropped that on.
That was Eric.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was right about that.
What? Eric's over here going, what?
You can just tell some dudes ain't got it. He one of them.
Whoa. That is ugly, ugly, ugly. That's a terrible thing to be saying to people.
Nope, doesn't mean it's untrue.
713-780-3776.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Apparently, Indian women. Now, by Indian, I mean from India.
Did Raheel write this?
No. What do you mean, did he write this?
Well, he's the guy he's my source for all Indian content.
Right.
Although he's Pakistani.
Well, yeah, but he... Well, he's not thought to be... Because he married an Indian woman.
He would tell you half Indian.
She's half Indian?
Pakistani, half Indian.
She's half Pakistani? I didn't know that was possible.
Well, little Hayden is going to be a quarter?
A quarter.
Yes.
Indian.
Which I guess he's not thrilled by.
What?
I don't know. I just according to how he speaks.
Well, apparently there is the coronavirus is being worshipped as a goddess in parts of India. Indian media reports that believers are leaving offerings to the new deity, Corona Mai. They left offerings and sang a song to appease the goddess. We have taken shelter under goddess coronavirus. She will be pacified with worship. The doctors have failed to treat patients and scientists have also failed to develop vaccine to cure the virus. We have worshipped coronavirus goddess so that our family members will remain safe from it. Oh, that's why.
Okay.
If you pray to coronavirus as a goddess, then she will bypass your family.
Does she have a look? Like, is there an embodiment of her someplace, like a statue, so I know that I'm praying to the correct God?
I don't know that I'm not sure that they've created a statue.
Because it'd probably get taken down at some point. But I don't know if I want to pray to the wrong coronavirus God, because I don't want to be smited.
Well, are there multiple coronavirus gods?
There are multiple. I'm sure there is.
Well, there are multiple viruses. There are multiple COVIDs.
Is it the COVID-19 God?
I think so.
I don't want to pray to the COVID.
Two.
I don't want to pray to COVID 2.
No. Well, you can't. Yeah. You better not mistake that.
Yeah. So I would hope I can build a shrine. Because how do I build a shrine to the coronavirus God without a statue to pray to?
I'm not
going to pray to the CDC stats. I need something to burn incense in front of. I need these things. I got a closet all picked out. Got candles ready. Look, if you can give me a statue, I'm good. Hey, do whatever you got to do not to catch it. I thought a mask would be fine, disinfecting some things. But if it takes praying to a god, would Father TJ be okay with you praying to the coronavirus god?
I don't know.
No?
We're not supposed to. No.
No other gods before
False
me.
False gods.
No other gods before me, I believe.
Right,
is one of the
that's
statements.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That is one of the reasons I think you drop Coors Light, because it's a sign to God that I, even though I love Coors Light, I still hold you at higher regard.
That's right.
Because you are.
It goes God, Coors Light.
Where does family fit in?
Well, it goes God, Coors Light, and then whatever.
Whatever. You can rank whatever you want, 1, 2, and then whatever.
Right, right. The Republicans kind of made a little bit of a mistake here. Apparently, they have rolled out their 2016 platform, which condemns the current president.
You sure it's a mistake?
Maybe. I don't know. Apparently, the GOP is saying the survival of the internet as we know it is at risk. Its gravest peril originates in the White House, the current occupant of which has launched a campaign both at home and internationally to subjugate it to agents of government. Yeah. So
I think
you got to update, guys.
I don't even. Well, have you heard about what he wants to put into place to monitor protesters and organizers? So I don't think they're that wrong about how government getting involved and figuring out who's doing what, and you know, and putting people on watch lists. So, yeah, I don't think attacking the current president makes much sense for the GOP. I feel like they're gonna have to work that out. And the convention's going to be in Jacksonville. That was announced. Because the governor in North Carolina was like, look, man, we got social distancing things. We're trying to work out here. We can't really have that many people in Charlotte, so they're moving it to Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Governor Cooper of North Carolina, a Democrat, over what kind of safety precautions will be put in place in Charlotte to protect attendees from the spread of virus. You guys just don't come here.
I imagine Florida, one of the states to open up, along with Texas, really quickly, or at least faster than others, is a perfect place for that. And all you have to do is sign a waiver. I think you'll put that in place because that's what they're doing at the rallies. Hey, if you get COVID from this, you can't sue us.
Well, the reason that this is awkward, though, the Republican Party has found itself in this position because President Trump's decision last week to move the location of his nominating speech. Under the RNC rules, the convention will adjourn with the old platform serving as the official party platform until 2024. Which means that they have to condemn the current White House occupant.
Well, what audible is going to have to take place? Are the pamphlets going to be the same, but they're just going to say ignore this particular section of the pamphlet?
Why can't they just change it?
Well, there are rules, John.
No, just change it. Change it.
Joe Biden's like, thank you. He says, I felt the same. There's something me and the RNC agree on.
Look, they even say it.
Yeah. How can I not be the right man for the job when his own party wants to condemn him? Well, good luck. I'm sure it won't matter to the people who want to vote for him. I don't think it'll matter.
I'm looking at, this is a true video. It's a duck walking into a pub, drinking a pint. Literally goes and drinks the pint and then fights a dog. Do you think that this duck should be drinking anymore since it starts fights afterwards?
I don't think starting a fight should prohibit you from drinking. I mean, it might affect your choice of who you're taking on. Did that dog look like it was going to whoop that duck's ass, or did the duck pick the right opponent? Because that's more important, I think, if you're going to drink.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you'll pick on something. Sometimes you'll get a little ballsy.
Surprised. Right. That's true.
You know,
how big is this dog? What's this dog look like?
It didn't show the dog. Just showed it drinking. It says that he fought. Then he started fighting the dog, but I don't think they didn't have video of that.
You can't prove that the duck fought the dog because it was drinking. Maybe that duck was going to fight that dog no matter what.
Mm-hmm. The dapper duck named Star was enjoying a pint with his owner, Barry, when Heyman's dog, Meggie, reportedly started the fight.
Okay, so the dog is the agitator. The duck was just defending itself.
Star's beak was injured in the brawl. Yeah, this is on the dog.
Yeah, you can't blame drinking, and you can't blame the duck.
Well, you don't know that the dog wasn't drunk. You don't know.
You make a point. I don't know how much the dog had to drink.
Did they both get tested afterwards? Did they both have to walk in a straight line afterwards?
I feel like both.
Breathalyzer?
I feel like both would be interpreted as resisting arrest if they were going to get arrested. I don't feel like either one would go kindly or quietly.
I just think you can't reason with those two.
How do you handcuff a dog?
I don't
know. A leash? It's a leash, right? That's how,
that's right.
How you handcuff a dog.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah, there
put it around his neck.
Yeah.
That's a simple handcuff.
Been handcuffing dogs for years.
Forever. Dogs are like, hey. About us, you people.
You guys have been subjugating us, but you know, I feel like dogs don't mind it as much as somebody else would.
Yeah, Mississippi's flag has got the Confederate flag on it, doesn't it? Well, its state flag.
Have you taken a look at Georgia's flag?
Yeah, So multiple. Is that banned from NASCAR too?
I don't know.
The Mississippi flag? What about if I come in with a Confederate flag on my belt buckle or on my T-shirt?
I don't think they – ooh, the T-shirt thing is the one you have to think about. Because they banned the actual flag. Do they get into the nitty-gritty of if you have any type of Confederate flag paraphernalia, you can't – that would be interesting because I imagine people are like, well, I may not fly the flag, but I'll wear it.
Right. Well, and can you go to an NFL game with F. Roger Goodell on it?
I've never seen an F. Have you seen something like that before?
No, but the Roger Goodell clown shirt.
Yeah, and I don't know that that NASCAR thing is an interesting question that I haven't seen it addressed. Can they have Confederate flag stuff? But as long as it's not the actual flag.
You can't fly the flag, but can I wear my T-shirt or my Confederate hat, my Confederate flag hat?
I wonder if NASCAR's thought that through.
Or is all Confederate flags banned?
Yeah, you talk about the flags of states, like Mississippi's flag, but Georgia's flag is one of the original. Obviously, they've added their own, but if you look at the Georgia flag, it is this almost the exact thing as the original Confederate flag. Not the stars and bars that everyone knows about that what's got banned from NASCAR, but the Georgia flag, yeah, it's got Confederate flag components.
Nice.
Well.
Sorry, can't. Well. I'm sorry, can't come here now. Atlanta's got a race, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The flag of Georgia is...
That'll be interesting to see. You can fly the flag of Georgia during the race.
I think they've only determined that the stars and bars are what have to go. I don't know anything about that original flag that gets much, much less hype in terms of being part of the Confederacy.
All right. We got some news of the weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Time for, news of the weird. Apparently, Thai restaurant owners had some kind of seafood scam going on. They got 723 years in prison. 723 years in prison seems like a lot. They said sold vouchers to customers that entitled them to use their seafood buffet at an extremely low price. But they later reneged on the promotion, leading to complaints from hundreds of disgruntled customers. They got 720. You best not lie about your buffet in Thailand.
Speaking of the buffets, the first buffet I've seen open or reopen is Condemnary House. Like it's a Chinese buffet. They serve sushi and stuff. They're open for dine-in and carry-out. Now, normally that place, when I drive by it when it was normal times, would be pretty packed for lunch. There were about, I don't know, six or seven cars. Maybe people didn't even know they're open. They had to put a sign out saying we're back. Oof. Walking into a buffet right now, I'm still hesitant.
You are?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure they've done everything possible, but that's the problem. How do you get people in the right mindset to go, okay, I'll see what happens today. I think they just reopened yesterday. I'll see what happens as I drive by and see how people are. Because I was looking at Twitter, and someone said they were talking to, like, a bio person who's into diseases and figuring out how they transmit and the kind of how COVID's going to kind of fizzle out. And he was asked about, hey, are you cool with – you know, going to restaurants in patio style settings. And the guy was like, he just laughed. He goes, no effing way. No way would I do that right now. And that's just from a scientist. So I don't know anything about Thailand, but buffets in general, I'm still hesitant.
You're still not comfortable?
I'm still hesitant on buffets right now.
Well, I don't feel comfortable with that one when they said they're going to give me my shrimp and I don't get it. Prison for you.
That's aggressive.
Apparently, police are none too. They're protesting in France.
For what?
Because there is a ban on chokeholds by the police.
And the police don't like it?
The police don't like it, so they're protesting.
Huh.
Hmm.
Do you think people... in this time, does anyone care of someone who's a police officer protest anything? Like, oh, okay, you guys are upset about something now? Okay. Mm. Welcome to our world.
No. Apparently, L.A. schools police are in the news. They said that they want to keep, they're going to keep their rifles and armored car, but they're going to return their grenade launchers. Your
grenade launchers.
School police.
What? And we're talking about elementary, we're talking just high school.
I don't know. I can't get into it because of Los Angeles time.
Armored first, an armored car, but for a school police, and then a grenade launcher. Who are you fighting?
What the hell?
Who are you? Who are the enemy combatants? Is there a fifth grader with an RPG that you have to take on? A tank? Why do you have a grenade launcher?
I don't know that. Look. That's apparently there's a man who's been imprisoned for 38 years because he hit Alabama's habitual offender law. He stole $9.
But he's done it how many times?
Well, he's in prison for 38 years for that offense.
How? But
because he's an habitual offender.
Oh, he just commits crimes. Yeah. And
But the one that got him was the $9 one.
Well, who did he take it from? Was it an important person or just...
First-degree robbery. Sentenced to life without parole in 1982. Dude.
And it was nine,
that seems harsh. That seems like a loaf of bread. It seems like we can make a play out of this.
Or, you know, let's take case-by-case basis. He's a repeat offender, but it was $9 worth of something. It was
$9. $9. I stole a loaf of bread to feed my sister's kids. New York City Health is recommending using glory holes.
You know, the stories coming out of New York about how you should be having sex have been just maybe the highlight of the COVID thing. I think they were the people who told you that maybe, anal sex might have been better. I mean, there's so many. It's been that particular region of the country talking about how sex during COVID and the things you need to do to avoid transmitting the disease.
Yeah,
But I would have think a glory hole would give you a different disease.
Isn't Lance a glory boy? Isn't
he's? I think we're all glory boys, but he is the one who really.
Guys, can I be a glory boy?
He asked a question if he could be one.
Yeah, he can be.
Yeah, he's in the group chat.
Yeah, no, he's a glory boy. That's for sure. Yeah,
I'm not going to a glory hole. I don't care what they say.
You're not
no because I don't care what they say about how safe or what's good for you. You don't know who's on the other side of that hole.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
I don't know. I'm anti.
You
know, I'll take my chances with the COVID.
Yeah. If it comes down to it, yeah.
To show good faith, a Montreal man, a black Montreal man. Is he African-Canadian?
I don't know what they call people who are black.
African-Canadian? I don't know.
I think maybe they're just called Canadians.
He's of African descent.
Yeah, I don't know what their distinctions are.
Well, to show good faith, he invited police into his home.
Did they shoot him?
Didn't end up well. Handcuffed and bleeding.
It's his house. They're invited. How did it go bad?
I don't know where it went wrong, but yeah, they got the video of it. Is the cops arresting him and putting him in handcuffs? And
there's a Chappelle bit. By the way, the Chappelle released this not impromptu, but. It's a special. It's about 30 minutes long. He did it, and I don't know if it's at his house, but he did it out in the open for social distancing stuff. You could just see people driving in, but that's out on YouTube. I don't think it'll be direct on Netflix. It's about 30 minutes. Him talking about what's going on with the George Floyd stuff. If you're interested, but he does a bit about how the cops go to someone's house after being called. They find a black man in the house. They hit him over the head, and they go. I've seen this. This first time I've seen this since my rookie year, Johnson. This black guy hung pictures of himself and his family all over the place and tried to rob it. That's what I think of when you tell me that story. That's about right. A guy inviting police into his home and they arrest him.
All right. With that, we are done. Had a very good week, and hope you all have a very good watching. How much are you going to spend the whole weekend watching golf?
No.
I mean, the whole weekend.
It's not on all weekend. So what am I going to do during the times that golf's not on? Sleep?
Right. While you're obviously you'll be glued.
Yeah.
And then you can get your sleep after.
And eat and sleep and stuff. So
Will you turn it on and fall asleep?
I won't turn it on.
You just won't turn it on.
No, unless there's something remarkable. Like, unless Henry Vaughn, is it Harold?
Harold.
Harold Vaughn of the Third.
He kind of fell off a little.
Yeah, I saw that. Apparently Jordan's having a great day.
Yep.
If Vaughn of the Third is making a run, I'll watch.
What about Jordan?
I don't care about Jordan. First of all,
Jordan looks really white.
It's not about the white thing. It's more about he went to Texas thing.
Yeah. Well, this is his home course, so he should play well.
Yeah, but I don't root for people who went to Texas.
Well, that whole thing?
I want to have an option. Like, if it's two Texas guys, I'll pick the one I like more. But if I can pick someone who didn't go to Texas over someone who did go to Texas, I pick the one who didn't go to Texas.
That's who you would want to watch.
Yes.
All right. We are done. It's the press box next right here. Y'all have a great weekend.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.